to weekend events and activities. We go to Art Lewis, not in the regular home studio, but in a studio where you are actually part of an event and activity that's going on this weekend. Actually, it's been going on all week long, Art Lewis.
Well, I'm only part of it because I'm going to tell you about it. I'm certainly not participating.
Hey, you used to play.
I used to. That used to is the key word there. Used to. Many, many moons ago. We are at the Dow Tennis Classic at the Midland Tennis Center. First time we've been back here in a number of years. Looking forward to it. Today are the quarterfinal matches, which lead to the semifinals tomorrow and the finals on Sunday. And looking over the list out of the singles matches of eight players playing today, it looks to me like seven of them are from the U.S. And quite a lineup. And then there are a couple of doubles matches, too, today for the doubles. But it all happens here at the Midland Tennis Center beginning at 12 noon today. And tickets are available for the weekend, too. You can come on out and watch today and get your tickets and enjoy some really fine tennis. We're going to be talking a couple of times in the next couple hours about it during the 9 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Jacob Stuckey around 9:30 about the Classic. He's one of the committee folks. And about 10:30, 10:35 this morning, we're going to talk to the tournament director, Alex Maga. She runs the event for Outlier, which is the management company that Dow employs for both this and the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. So we will be chatting with her about this event and what it meant to be elevated to a WTA 125 event. So all of that coming up from the Midland Tennis Center and the Dow Tennis Classic.
Looking forward to it. And for those who need more information immediately, DowTennisClassic.com, you can find online. By the way, Terry Henney's also out today at another event, and he'll have some updates during Art's 10 o'clock hour, plus the Focus Show, then Terry broadcasting his farm show. Going to be doing the I support the 1% for the Veterans Food Pantry, and that's going to be a special opportunity for food donations at the Birch Run location of the Frankenmuth Credit Union, where Terry will be later on today. Other events and things that are going on this weekend. We have a reminder that you have a chance to enjoy the Bay City Players presentation of 10 November. And it is a presentation that is showcasing the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking, a story told in story and song with characters that would involve the captain, the crew, the widows, and more. It's going on this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Bay City Players, Columbus Avenue in Bay City, 7:30 on Friday and Saturdays, Sundays at 3 o'clock. Find out more about 10 November. Go to baycityplayers.org, baycityplayers.org. Hey, another fish fries going on at the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus location. The shrimp dinners, the fried and baked cod dinners. It's takeout only, 3 till 7 p.m. to enjoy your chance to get a nice Friday fish fry meal. And since we're ahead of Veterans Day next week, in honor of Veterans Day, active military and veterans will have a chance to get a dinner for free. That's, again, the dinners with the Frankenmuth and Birch Run Knights of Columbus. It's a mile north of Birch Run Road at 11105 Dixie Highway in Birch Run for tonight. 3 until 7 for the takeouts. St. Mark's Lutheran Church and Preschool has its annual holiday bazaar going on tomorrow. It's going to be 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. That's on North Miller Road at River Road in Saginaw, and it's free admission, and there'll even be a luncheon from 10 till 2 with lots of vendors, bake sale, crafts, gently used holiday items. Enjoy it. St. Mark and the Lutheran Church and School, the preschool, the Holiday Bazaar tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Trinity Episcopal Church at Center in Granton Bay City has a Christmas bazaar going on tomorrow, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., with all kinds of handmade items and vendors that will be making appearances. So enjoy that tomorrow. Again, Trinity Episcopal Church, Center in Granton, Bay City. Tomorrow's Christmas Bazaar from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, 10 till 4, the Alpaca Fall Bazaar, and due to a medical situation with one of the owners, this is going to be the final Alpaca Fall Bazaar. It's going to actually be a fundraiser for Cheryl Foco, who has unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer. And so there's going to be some medical costs involved and looking for support. It's free admission, by the way. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. You can shop alpaca products. There'll be vendors and crafters on hand. You have a chance to even feed the alpacas more. So this is happening at the Auburn William Township Hall, 1080 West Midland Road in Auburn, Saturday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Special showing going on tomorrow. Two showings, I should say, at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City of the movie that's called Sunshine Circle, done by Marsha Reeves, who, when she was just 3 years old, suffered third-degree burns and had to spend several months in the hospital. She eventually got through that, but had overcome a number of things in her life, including addictions. And it's a story that she shares about how she overcame and how she's able to live a life of resilience. Sunshine Circle. It's being shown tomorrow, 1 and 5 o'clock showings at the State Theater in Bay City. You can get tickets and for $5 for students, $5 for adults, with two donated food items that would go to the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan. So find out more. Go to statetheaterbaycity.com. That's statetheaterbaycity.com. There's a R-E on the theater. Special concert at St. John Amaroth Lutheran Church on Sunday at 2 o'clock, featuring teacher, songwriter, musician Aaron Rode, who has roots in Reed City, Michigan. So he's coming to Bay City. And again, the St. John Amaroth Lutheran Church, songs, chance to find out about God's love and forgiveness, mercy, and grace. It's a free concert, too, by the way. St. John Amaroth Lutheran Church on Sunday, 2 p.m. On Sunday in Saginaw at the Temple Theater, it's the Saginaw Silver Screen Series continuing. Doors open at 1, showtime is 2. It's Frozen 2, the sequel to the very popular Frozen. Frozen 2 at the Temple Theater on Sunday, 2 o'clock showtime. Doors open at 1, templetheater.com if you need information. Midland's Open Doors annual fundraiser, Dine on the Door, will be taking place this coming Tuesday. There's going to be two time slots. Usually there's just an evening time slot. In fact, the evening's sold out already. But there's an afternoon time slot now to enjoy. It's a luncheon and live auction beginning at noon. Doors going to open at 11:30. Going to be at the H Hotel in Midland. And a chance for you to get your tickets if you contact Midland's Open Door at 989-835-2291. This is coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at the H Hotel in Midland. And the luncheon is still available, though the dinner is sold out. A reminder about the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw every Wednesday. Drive-through giveaway that happens starting at 9 a.m. with first come, first serve, with 120 large boxes of food and personal items that are given away. This is at the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. The food pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. And first come, first serve again, 9 o'clock tomorrow, every Wednesday. And a reminder about next Thursday, that the Auburn Bullock Creek chapter of Whitetails Unlimited is going to be having a special banquet. It's going to be at the Forest Edge Banquet Center on South 11 Mile Road in Auburn, with some games, raffles, even a social hour going on. Starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 7. And this is happening again next Thursday. That's November 11th with Whitetails Unlimited. And you can find out more by calling 989-486-1961. That's 989-486-1961. Or go online to whitetailsunlimited.com, whitetailsunlimited.com. Events, activities this weekend and beyond. Hope you'll find something to enjoy. There's lots more going on, too, we know. Just still, as we say, a smattering of some opportunities.